Blog Talk Radio.
Around the block and around the world, it's poetry time with me, Ralph. And here, let's get to our first poem of the day. Well, friend, I heard you just went through a messy divorce. You're really lucky because at least you changed your tired old horse. See, I'm still stuck with the same old bay mare, and she doesn't do anything for or with me, not even share. 'Cause let me tell you, her barn door shut a long time ago. Friend, if you don't know what I'm really saying, then you just don't want to know. Yeah, man, you're one lucky unmarried partner to be rid of your problem far from her. But me, I'm still here in this barn, listening to that old mare talking up a storm, crying and complaining about everything, wishing she had more than I can ever bring. So good luck, old friend, I'm happy for you. I know you made the right choice, be once again and not stay as two. Please, before I go, can I have your attorney's card? See, maybe I'll join you if it's not that hard. Really, it makes no difference, 'cause somehow I must change my course, no matter if it does end up in a messy divorce. Oh, yeah. Poem number one. Here we go. Love out your window. If you look out your window, baby, what do you really see? Do you see the place where you're really glad to be? Or maybe you're afraid when you go out the front door. Does the world today seem more scary than it was before? Girl, I remember when you were a small child. Back then you could go out there and play anywhere because it was really not as wild. But you know today if you leave your fortified little nest, then, birdie, you'll be able to pass any test. 'Cause those vultures could drive by, shoot at, or just run over, sweet you. Yes, sweetheart, it's not the same place as we once knew. Baby, that was far away, far ago and a long time away. And don't take any chances out there today. Oh, yeah, don't take any chances. Finish what you started. Please, sweetheart, just finish what you started. Baby, don't leave me in the middle of our little party. Girl, just remember what I told you when we first met, 'cause that's when I promised, baby, yes, you would have everything. Well, girl, it's almost here, yet still you're ready to pack it up and get out and take all your gear. Well, if you really want to, I can't stop you, girl, so go on if you must and return to that cold outside world. But, sweetheart, when those good times finally do return just for me, don't turn around or come back this way, snipping around my tree. 'Cause, sweetheart, for you, it will be too late, and I won't need you then to change my fate. So go get out there. Just have fun, whatever you do. But don't forget, baby, I can have some, too. Oh, yes, I can. I can have fun, too. And here's a little song I wrote. I want to sing, even though I can't sing. A new love is over. Old love is gone. Trying to discover where it went wrong. Looking out the window, moon, trees, and sky. Why does love hinder this bird that's gotta fly? Ooh, you're down but never out. I'm still around, no, there's no doubt of the love I found. It's you, only you. Sounds like music, sweet baby, please don't feel down. If you're feeling lower than low, lonelier than lonely, girl, you gotta know that I love you only. And if your sky's without a star, baby, don't cry wherever you are, 'cause I'll always love you only. Ooh, our life could be so complete. You around, true love found. The past is gone, the future is now. This beautiful song, let it surround the heart and soul of this love we have found. If you're feeling lower than low, lonelier than lonely, girl, you gotta know that I love you only. And if your sky's without a star, baby, don't cry wherever you are, 'cause I'll always love you only, love you only. Water break time, hold on. Gotta keep the throat a little bit of moisture in there. Okay, let's try to find another one. Listen to me close if you really do care. Yeah, I'm talking to all of you on the road of life who maybe are in need of repair. People, don't worry if you've never made even one sound, because I'm telling you, your future is now being rearranged, and it's happening all around. No longer, people, will those heavy chains on you be found. Then you'll be free to soar through a clear sky. There's no one now who can stop you if you get out there and try. Please do it, people, because all I'm asking of you is to do something you know you ought to do. So come on, people, let's help each other every day. And don't stop and laugh at another, though they may have lost their way. Because people in this life, you never know how you'll really fare. So please don't forget, someday you may be that on the side of the road, broken down and in need of repair. Hand in the glove. Boy, she said your hand just doesn't fit my glove. That surely must mean you're just not experienced enough for me to love. The girl said, though, I think you're real nice. Boy, you just don't add up to my full retail price. Baby, she said, here's the phone. Why don't you call somewhere down the road? Maybe you'll get connected with the right area code. Go ahead and call them up now just to really see. 'Cause to them, it doesn't matter if you're in or out of money. In the horse race at their place, maybe you'll finally get what you want to taste. But boy, you're just not experienced enough for me to love. I hate to keep saying it, but your push toward me isn't only worth my shove. Oh. So, baby, she said, I've had to make up my mind. It's just not going to work now, at least not this time. But you can return, boy, if someday or some way, maybe with the help from someone above. Baby, you really do become experienced enough for me to love. Oh, yeah, it needs a little experience there. Your spare tire. Girl, I know I'm just a spare tire in the trunk, it's true. But baby, if you need me, you know somehow I'll save you. 'Cause girl, even if you're out on a dark moonless night, please don't worry, baby, I'll be there right there, just out of sight. So when someone or something lets you down and you're stuck on the road like a helpless little lamb, I'll be there to change your outlook. 'Cause I can get you back on the road and off the hook. So sweetheart, remember now, wherever you are, I'm close behind you and I'm your lone star. So be careful wherever you may rove. But girl, if you need me, at least At least you know your spare tire will be on the road. Hold on, correction time here. Oh, that didn't work. Trying to get back on the screen. There we go. Let's see if we've got any callers. No, right now, no callers. The phone number, if you want to call in, it's area code 713-955-0358. So if you have a question or comment and you want to call in and tell me what you think of the show, go ahead. I'll be sitting here waiting for 19 more minutes. That's how much the show's got left in it. So let's keep going. If there's one lesson I've learned, it's that no matter what kind of money you earn, sometimes even the smartest people do the dumbest things. They may be a Hollywood movie star and live in their world in a protective glass jar, but chances are they really want to bet. They've been in an awful deep water and they came out real wet. Because even if you're the smartest or the richest person on earth, my value is still equal to your worth. That's why we all can do the dumbest acts, especially if you want to cover our wild animal tracks. Because maybe what we wasn't the smartest thing, but I sure did enjoy the pleasure it could bring. Now, I don't know if I'm as smart as you are. See, I've never been down the road this far. We'll have to wait till it's all over to really see who was the smart one or the dumb one, you or me. Oh, yeah, have to wait. This is the hottest number I've ever dialed. Baby, just hearing your sweet voice makes me wild. I can feel the blood rushing in my ears. It's a good feeling, but I still wish you were near. 'Cause, baby, the things I could do for you would make the world spin and your eyes roll too. When I reach the place where your secrets are hid, well, neither one of us would ever forget what would happen then. 'Cause I'd like you, girl, as much as a juicy steak. And I don't care about any mess we would make. Baby, when I hit that certain spot, I know your radiator will overheat and get real hot. Maybe hotter than it's ever been before. But girl, there's only one way we'll know for sure. What I'm really trying to somehow say is this, girl, I'm sure would like to go and visit you right away. However, right now I'm stuck in this place, and all I have is a telephone in my face. But I sure wish it was something else so I could give you all I want and everything of don't know what that was. Heard a beep, beep, beep. Nothing on there. Oh. Oh, somebody's trying to call me in. Well, that's not going to work on this show. Sorry. On we go with poetry. Yeah. Let's try to find a good one. He was busy. Too busy to expect any trouble now, because his life was too important to be interrupted anyhow. But he decided he needed a checkup anyway. See, he hadn't been feeling well as usual for a few days. When his examination was finally through, well, the bad news came into his life and he was confused. Doctor, the man said, I still don't believe my fate. Surely, he told the physician, it can't be too late. Please, doctor, he pleaded, won't you somehow save or even try? Isn't there something, anything you could do to know to get to save my life, because I have so much of myself that I want to give? Why, doctor, did it happen to me? It's not fair. You and I know a clean life I've always lived. In my life, I lived the proper way, and as I was always told, doctor, I thought more time would be given to me before I reached this final goal. Well, the doctor said, I guess it's true, and surely does in this life apply to you. When your phone rings and it's the final call, it makes no difference whether it's spring or fall, because that guy upstairs has a plan he must keep. So don't worry if your time here is over and you go to sleep. If you truly live the right way, he's just calling you home to live in his place. Rainbow. No one could see what he could. They tried, but they never would. See what he tried to tell them all. Well, it was more important than any other life's call. He wanted and needed to set them all straight, but everyone was in such a rush, and it was almost too late. Don't give up, though, one friend of his said. You have more powerful thoughts inside your head. Whatever it takes to get them out, it's the only way they'll ever know about all those events that have or may yet happen. So if you do for yourself, but the odds are, I would bet that you can and will be an unusual success. Please keep doing what you're doing. I hope for you the best. I can't forgive you. Girl, I've been through a lot. I went through too much to ever trust you again. See, baby, even though God may forgive in all of your sins, I can't and won't, because my blood is just of humankind. God gets to forgive and forget, but I'll never change my mind. Because what I really think, if I said it to you, well, I'm afraid to even talk about one so untrue. Today, I may be, like you, stuck here on in this dirt. But I'll be out soon. However, I think you're in the right place if you rightly get what you're worth. Now, don't even try and tell me it's your job to forgive, my job to forgive those things you did to me. I'm just protecting myself and my soul so we'll both have a better view of this place we're promised and will someday go. So stay away. I'll never forgive you. The king. The king called all his angels together to make a true and real plan. He said to the angels, I'm known on earth by each boy, girl, woman, and man. Something, though, was causing the king to suffer a great and sorrowful pain. On earth, sometimes people misused his holy name. They didn't use his name in their prayers, but in another way instead. But he doesn't and won't allow his holy title to be vainly spread. Then he told the angels no one would ever be allowed to enter his heavenly home unless they stopped and prayed, so never again would his name by them be said in that unkind tone. See, folks, he has great and a truly lasting patience, but even he can't change what you say in anger or one sentence if you sound very innocent. So please, next time you get upset and want to shout because your pain is so great you think it must be let out, please, friend, find another way to show the madness you want to say. Or I guarantee you'll really be mad come that final and fateful day. Oh, cold air. I don't know much about the weather, it's true. But I can tell when the sky has clouds or if it is blue. There's also another meteorological fact I know. It's that hot air is lighter than cold no matter where you go. Yes, it's something I've learned since being in your show. That's why whenever I'm around someone like you, the temperature in my world drops way below 32. See, you may have money, but you don't have me fooled. For many years you have, but no longer will you rule. 'Cause my world and everyone should be only warm, but with you around, I feel the cold draft of a storm. It's just now blowing on the back of my neck, and I know it's early a warning of what to expect. More cold air you're sending this way. You want to, but I won't let it control my day. So go on, please. Be out of my peaceful life. Travel somewhere else. Try something you like. I believe you have listened to me finally this one time, 'cause I'm seeing my sky finally clear and the temperature of my world is starting to climb. Oh, yeah. Warm air. I love it. How about you? And don't forget, our call-in number is 713-955-0358. We've got 8 minutes and 40 seconds left in the show right now. So, time's running short. Baby Blue Smoke. She was very pretty, as everyone could see. It's too bad that foul smoke was of which she was never free. We tried and did everything we could do. We told her that her life was precious, too precious to lose, but she wouldn't listen to anyone about how to choose. Those little things can't really hurt me. Why, I know, she said, people who did it and lived to a ripe and happy age be and free. No, she said, I won't listen to the odds or statistics, 'cause I'm not, and I never will be, afraid of those little sticks. She said they couldn't sell them if they really hurt us, so I just don't eat crazy fuss. Well, one day she awoke with a pain in her chest. Maybe, she said, I should go to the doctor and have a test. But first I must have one of my little friends. They help me face my new day as it begins. Later that day at work, she started feeling worse. Then she began to wonder if those little friends in her purse, the ones she had in there for years and had put her to her lips and puffed, were somehow responsible for her not feeling very good enough. And it was too late for her to really change, 'cause her little friends had already arranged something inside her body, and it's really no surprise. She didn't ever believe before and thought they were all lies, but now she knows what happens when you, those things you smoke, that in the end it's not just the air they you breathe, but your very life they will choke. Oh, yeah, cigarette butts. Watch out for the butts. I told you about the butts. No ifs, ands, or buts. Cigarette butts. Girl, I still have a very warm spot in my heart, but the rest of my life has been torn all apart. Because, baby, of the things, of all the things you did to and would not do for me, now, never again will in this life will I be free. See, you've taken a part of me that can't by anyone be replaced. Girl, if you don't believe me, look deep into my eyes that are raining down on my face. Yeah, baby, you may have won the battle of my heart today and yourself feel so sure. But just don't ever forget there's always another day and to resume any war. Then the time will come for you to truly discover what I felt like deep inside when I loved you, but I was your ex-lover. Oh, ooh, yeah, he still loved her, but he was her ex-lover. Oh, yes. In any language, You can talk. I can't stop you in any language you well please. But even if you try to hide behind it, I can still feel and see what deep inside you're really talking about. Now, I really don't like to do so, but if it's important to me, I'll shout. Don't worry, though, I'm not like you, and I won't sneak about. I'll tell you anyway, right to your face, and when I'm through, there'll be no doubt as to what I think of you. Just because I can explain, I don't bother to change your game. 'Cause if I'm smart enough to tell joy from pain, so go and say and think or do to me whatever in life you may want. But please remember, sometimes I can be like a ghost, and your life I may forever haunt. Ooh, Halloween, look out. Honey, I'm sorry to have destroyed our life. Now I know it's too late, and it's no use to try and right any and all the wrongs I did to you. I don't like to admit there were many, not just a few. Honey, I'm sorry you have to go. Though it's my own fault, it hurts to know that a sweet little honey like you, sweet little honey, your nest and you are going to out my door today, and it's true. Girl, I tried to do the best I could, but I never did all that I should. Like trying to help you when you were tired, instead of putting the wood, I put water on the fire. Honey, I'm still sorry, but I have to go. Though it's my own fault, it hurts to know. That's a sweet little honey, yes, you and your nest are going out my door today, and it's true. Well, honey, I don't know what I'll do with my life, but there's one thing certain. I'll miss the sight of you, honey, buzzing around my old hive. Without you, I don't think I'll survive. Oh, we got 2.5 minutes. Gonna read one more and then going out the door today. Mom, she loved me so very much. She would do anything, no matter how tough. A mother's love is like an angel's touch. You can always feel and sense it deep inside, even if she's moved on and is no longer by your side. It's a mother's love. It's eternal, everlasting, and always true. Though a mother may sometimes become angry at or with an act you do, she can and would never be able to stop or withhold her love from you. So don't worry if your mother is upset with you for something now, because in the end, you'll always feel a loving smile. Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow around the corner and around the world with more poetry from Ralph. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.